He was one of the select few at the lunch yesterday. Adam Pengelly with Chris Waller. Good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Yeah, I went through the process. I thought it was terrifically proactive from the Chris Waller stable to give us a rundown about how his leading contender's going for spring yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was great, TK. I actually went to the lunch yesterday thinking, I wonder what's going to happen to the Chris Waller. I know he's going to keep training winners, but obviously without Winx and the Autumn Sun on the scene, I was sort of just trying to rack my brain driving there yesterday thinking, okay, what's going to be his next headline horse? And I thought, okay, he's got Arcadia Queen and Enticing Star and Nature Strippers there. I'm trying to think outside of that. Now, who's going to go on and win? You know, plenty of Group 1 races. And he starts going through all the names of the horses in the stable. He's thinking, okay, I do remember now how good your stable still is. So,
and the three you nominated, I went through them earlier, but Very Elegant, Fun Star and Kubrick.
Yeah, Kubrick's the one I want to see, TK. I think he could be a really, really special colt. He ran in the JJ Atkins up there in Brisbane. It's a race that Chris traditionally uses for some of his better horses. And he was unlucky not to win that up there in June, and he's a horse I want to see come back. I think he's a really exciting colt.
There was some talk of Chris moving to Hong Kong. Is that been knocked on the head, or is it...
Forgot to ask.
Or is he staying here in Sydney?
He's staying.
He's staying, is
he? At the moment. Right. Have you seen what's been happening in Hong Kong?
Yeah, I know. There was some talk about him going to Hong Kong, wasn't there?
There was. There was a racetrack rumour,
yeah.
Adam.
There's been plenty of those going around the last couple of months, hasn't there, TK? That was, that one's the least. I think Chris is, in the short term anyway, he's definitely staying. He's got a huge stable, plenty of staff here. I don't see any reason why he'd want to move, but you never know. John Moore's going to be obviously retiring over there in Hong Kong, so I suppose that opens up some sort of position in the next 12 months or so. But I would find it hard to see Chris moving from Sydney, definitely in the short to medium term.
Yeah, I know this sounds silly, but less pressure is one reason you'd move. They race twice a week. They're currently enjoying a month-long break, which you don't get here.
Yep.
You get racing 7 days
a
week, 24 hours a day. And over there, you're not short of help.
This is another topic altogether. But do you get a limit on the amount of horses you have over there? Or is over there, you can have as many as you want?
No, there's limits.
Limits, yeah.
Yeah, there's limits, Adam. But, there's definitely a lifestyle change there, and you'd have a little bit more free time and a little bit more pressure, although the turnover, quite clearly, is huge on a Wednesday night and also a Thursday. What about All-Star Mile conditions?
Yeah, they've changed these, TK. Racing Victoria came out yesterday and have made a few tweaks to the concept for next year. I suppose one of the first ones is that New Zealand residents will be able to vote for horses if they want to try and get a horse into the All-Star Mile, which they weren't able to do earlier this year. So that's the first change. They've increased the number of starters from 14 to 15, which means there'll still be 10 publicly voted by the fan vote to get into the race, but there'll be an extra wild card spot. There'll be 5 wild cards on the line. And they're also providing a couple of sort of win and you're in golden tickets to races like the Futurity and Blamey. They've increased the benchmark rating to be eligible to nominate for the fans vote from 70 to 80 for the older horses. So that's another positive change, I think. And the one thing I think is a good thing as well, they've reduced the amount of prize money you can get for just having a starter in the race. So remember all the hullabaloo earlier this year saying if you've got a horse in the race, you're going to get 90 grand anyway. Well, they've reduced that down to $50,000 as well. So that makes it maybe a little bit less appealing for some of these lesser credential horses and their connections to try and get them into the race. So all in all, I think those changes are pretty positive.
All the good horses are starting to get back out there on the track and having some trials. There was another good one yesterday that went around.
Yeah, Zoo Style Laurie, he could be pretty good. He's had another barrier trial there in Brisbane yesterday and won it fairly convincingly. Tony Golan hasn't been afraid to say this potentially could be the best horse he's ever trained. Now, last winter carnival up there in Brisbane, if you remember, he was sort of being nursed towards potentially a Stradbroke start, had a little bit of a setback and didn't eventually make it there. So Tony's going to bring straight down to Sydney to start his campaign, obviously, this spring. And he's going to look towards the Concord Stakes, the first up, which is shaping up as an absolute ripper race in a few weeks' time. You've got Pierrata, maybe another Osborne Bulls there, Sunlight, Zoo Style, maybe Nature Strip. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic race to kick off the spring, and he's just going to be another horse thrown into the mix.
Timmy Martin's got himself in a little bit of drama.
Yeah, probably remiss of me, PK, not to mention this a little bit earlier in the week, but news sort of filtered through over the course of the weekend that Timmy Martin's facing a 6-month ban from Racing New South Wales Stewards on a charge of improper conduct. It relates to the sale of a filly from the New Zealand Bloodstock sale over there at Karaka a couple of years ago. he's been accused of not passing on the funds from a purchase of a horse that was provided to him by owners to New Zealand Bloodstock. So Tim's going to appeal that ban. That's why he's still training under a stay of proceedings. He had runners at Rose Hill on Saturday, so he's got runners again today as well. So we'll wait until that appeal plays out. But yeah, he's got a fight in his hands, Timmy, to try and quash that ban.
Have you got a winner for our listeners today at Warwick Farm?
Yeah, hopefully, Laurie. Race 5, number 3, Juventus, my best bet. He's first up, so probably a bit of a risk, but he's a classy horse. And going back to his form, I know he didn't win last campaign, but he ran some pretty good horses like Archidemus, obviously Frank Perform up there in Brisbane, Spring Charlie. But a couple of data trials have been fairly quiet, but I've liked them. So I'm going to stick with him. Race 5, number 3, Juventus. He might have a bit of class on his side against his rivals today.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys.